Life on Tap, episode 96. Welcome to episode 96 of Life on Tap, a multimedia experience about life and beer, now from the heart of NYC. Hope everyone's having a great new year thus far out there. Hope you guys are having a good time. I know my kitties are having a good time in the background here. I'm actually joined by my lovely wife, Cheryl, this episode. We're actually going to do a quick recap of a couple of great places we had a chance to eat at over the past year, some of which we didn't get to have individual episodes on. I do apologize for that. But we're going to be tasting tonight the Brooklyn Sriracha Ace. It's their Saison. It's actually bottled fermented as well. And I've actually been holding on to this for a while, actually, because all the big cork and cage offerings from them are pretty ageable. But, you know, I think that Cheryl is a big fan of Saison, and so I thought that
my newest discovery.
So we figured it was a good way to, you know.
Oh, and I like to gamble, and the bottle has lots of aces on it.
That works too.
Okay.
So, giving Cheryl a nice pour here. If nothing else, it'll help us relax a little bit. So the
man on permanent vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
Needs to relax.
Exactly, the man on permanent vacation. So the. He says it's crackingly dry. It's clearly unfiltered, as you can tell. And he uses the Sriracha Ace hops is what they use. So let's see what this brings out here. The yeast is definitely still active. You can definitely tell by the extensive amount of carbonation and the head has kind of dissipated a little bit, but it still was pretty vibrant. And you can clearly tell it's unfiltered. You know, it's very, 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 very cloudy, but lots of bubbles, lots of great carbonation on this.
And the second glass, there's less bubbles.
A little less. Mm-hmm. It's an incredible golden color. It kind of looks like apple cider, actually.
That's just what I was thinking. It totally looks like apple cider. Totally.
Oh, wow. Totally.
Does it smell like apple cider?
Well, it's kind of like lemony apple, actually.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit of apple juice.
Like a little bit of apple juice with some lemon.
Somehow, like, not sweet apple juice.
No, it's like
natural apple juice.
Natural apple juice.
That makes sense. You sip before me.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, it definitely is dry. Wow. I've tasted some ciders as dry, ciders that were as dry or drier than this even. It definitely has a nice dry appeal to it. It's the I like the body because it's not heavy for me. It's not too heavy a body. The mouth feels pretty interesting. I still get bubbles in my tongue.
What, like carbonation?
Yeah, from the carbonation. So it almost has like a...
Oh, I see that now. You got to keep it on your tongue.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's funny because it's kind of like residual carbonation you might get when sipping, you know, a sparkling wine of some sort.
Yeah.
After coming back from the annual champagne tasting tonight...
Yeah, at the Whitney.
So it's kind of funny that we went from champagne to a carbonated almost, you know.
Yeah, well, they lied. They served Prosecco.
Oh, well, excuse me. Yeah.
Although I usually prefer Prosecco, so it worked out well. It was pretty good.
In essence, like a pretty tasty Saison. I mean, on a food pairing perspective, I mean, how would you feel about this? I have a lot of different things with this.
Yeah, I can see it being good with salads.
Mm. I would like to, you know, I like to have
anything with something citrusy in it would be good too.
Yeah, exactly. I would definitely, you know, I would say like a kind of, you know, those mandarin orange, you know, slash chicken salads where they have that. This would be tremendous with that, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think it'd be interesting to see how, actually this would play really interestingly off anything with, certain types of fruit-based or dishes or spices-based dishes would be kind of interesting, basically. Even Peking, I mean, Peking duck might go interestingly with over this, actually.
Yeah, maybe, right, like something sweeter.
Yeah.
The tartness, I think, would go with that.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, but really tasty. I mean, I wish I had a couple more bottles of this so I could see how it would progress, you know, basically 6 months to...
hard to find?
No, it's not incredibly hard to find, but usually, I mean, I saw when I was, I happened to be picking something up, and I happened to see, you know, two bottles left of this. I only got one because I didn't want to overstock on our little space here in our apartment here, but, you know, in the future, you know, when we have more space, theoretically, I can hopefully afford to age some stuff a little further out.
Listeners want you to taste more beer, so that's why you got to buy a variety.
Yeah, that's true. So in kind of our restaurant retrospective of 2010, we went to tons of places, basically.
Yeah, we went to a lot.
Once I was recovered and everything,
we
kind of went all out to a lot of different places.
Yeah.
I mean, what are some of the highlights, would you say?
Recently.
When we work backwards, maybe?
Well, I guess, like, the biggies were, like, the birthdays and the anniversary.
Absolutely.
When we really spoiled ourselves, I guess.
Absolutely. So, I mean, the anniversary, was actually a revisit.
Yeah, we went back to Danielle.
That was a lot of fun.
They had redone it since we'd been there a number of years ago. We actually...
John Lithgow did not take her table this time.
So we were trying to figure out, what was it, our, like, second or third dating anniversary?
Yeah, it was our second or third dating anniversary. So this probably was, like, 2005. 2006 in that vicinity.
Yeah. I mean, we had a great time then, although we got a little tipsy too quickly.
Overboard.
Yeah. This time we tamed it down, although we were definitely happy to
be there. I was very full when we left there. I mean, there were some...
I'd say the desserts were really a highlight there.
The desserts were amazing there. And there was actually two wine pairings that I thought were phenomenal. One was a Chenin Blanc, if I remember, and it was phenomenal. There was also another one which I can't remember what it was offhand. It was a southern French. Well, I know it was an uva blanc, which is normally used for making cognac, but it actually they had one of the normal wines from it.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it went tremendous with the course that it went with. It was one of the fish dishes, I think it was, and it was it was a tremendous pairing. But not that we couldn't also have had, you know, other beer-related pairings or whatnot with it, but but the wine pairings were definitely pretty spot on that night as well.
Talking about beer on the menu, we went to Gramercy Tavern for your birthday, and we ended up not getting any beers. They had an amazing. First of all, the wine list was amazing. With many glasses and bottles.
We had a 2006 Sauvignon.
Yeah.
And it was a phenomenal deal. It was under $60.
Yeah.
And it was a phenomenal Sauvignon. I mean, only one that came close to it, I thought, was the glass that I've had. I had it Shoshone, and that was really tremendous. But their beer list, they have 12 taps. And at the time, they actually had a Jolly Pumpkin amongst Stone and Brooklyn and a bunch of other different beers out there, which was really tremendous. They also had a bottle listing, but not only did they have a bottle listing, they had a vintage bottle listing. So they actually had short verticals of Stone, Russian Imperial Stout, and Old Guardian, and
Brooklyn Chocolate. The waiter was wonderful and was very patient with Dan because he had a very tough time.
Because I almost went like, I said, oh, I want to have like, you know, a pint of Jolly Pumpkin to start out with, and then get the Sauvignon, but that might have been too much on it. So we ended up getting dessert wine, and he actually gave us an excellent recommendation on the dessert wine there as well. So.
Uh-oh, the muffins are ready.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be right back.
So, yeah, Cheryl's graciously baking some excellent pumpkin muffins that will be given out at a private occasion that we'll be celebrating tomorrow from the date of this recording. And we're going to have a really good time. We've got a bunch of our peeps coming out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Gramercy Tavern was like it was great. The food was excellent. I thought the service was really excellent as well. I mean, our guy was just, you know, he was spot on. He said the Sauvignon was an excellent choice that when we picked it out. You know, he gave us a lot of excellent recommendations otherwise. And it was an incredible time. And honestly, I can't wait to go back. So I mean, we have to try a bunch more places before we start going back to places and whatnot. But you know, definitely, it was one of the highlights.
We definitely kept saying, why hadn't we come here sooner?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was partially a reservation thing, because it's not always, 100% easy to get reservations at some places. But that was part, I mean, but I'm glad, we had a chance to go. And I like to go back to the bar,
yeah,
honestly, at some point, just to hang out, have some, vertical beers there that I might, you can get some of those, at some of my favorite beer places in the city, but there's some stuff they have there you can't quite get everywhere else, which I thought was really cool.
I think the front part's supposed to be easier to get into, and there's a la carte options, so.
Right, I feel a lot more, I think I definitely will be stopping by at some point, hopefully when I actually have income coming in later this year.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, another big one was, of course, your birthday.
Yes. Which was finally made to after canceling last year.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Got to go to Picholine.
Brennan.
Great, yeah. I'm cheese man.
Yeah, it
was. So we, did the obligatory cheese course. Probably the most expensive cheese course we've ever had. But really amazing. I mean,
I can't remember the name of the cheese
offhand. What you call her, but the cheese woman. Yeah,
Fromagier.
We should have brought our little pamphlet. Cheese sommelier. They give you actually a little pamphlet that tells you which cheeses you had. So
yeah, and
I mean, we basically gave her free range as long as it was cow or sheep, and no blue cheese or goat cheese. So
I mean, that cat.
Like if it had to be cow or sheep, if it wasn't goat.
Right. Clearly. Yeah.
We weren't having any cat's milk or horse's milk.
Yeah, or human.
Or human milk. Yeah. It's no clay restaurant.
No clay. No. I thought there were some really interesting flavor combinations that were there.
Yeah. No. Also, I mean, I thought it was great. I mean, my only complaint about the restaurant was that it wasn't as, I didn't think the service was as over the. I guess it's more just we're expected that at like two Michelin starred restaurants the service would be a little more
enthusiastic.
Effusive. Yeah, enthusiastic. And
no, I mean,
they weren't that much. Well, I mean, they weren't not nice.
Well, I mean, comparatively,
a comp glass of dessert wine, which the sweet Chenin Blanc, which was amazing. Not only was it free, but it was delicious. They gave me something that I didn't like.
I ordered a Bagnules that night, which I actually paired remarkably well with one aspect of one of the dessert courses. I was pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
But I mean, overall, it was a really great experience. We managed to hit a couple other places. I mean, we talked to, we
hit some of the Momofukus.
Yes, yeah. I mean, it's so.
Mentoko and Sasam.
So we're in the process of hammering out lots of different places out here that we have not yet a chance to go to.
Lobster.
What? Luke's Lobster. We just did Luke's Lobster.
Tonight
we had the trio, the
little sampler.
We had the crab, lobster, and shrimp.
Unsurprisingly, the lobster was the best.
Yeah.
But we had to try them all, I guess.
Yeah, we had to try that. And, Cheryl had a chance to go out to Blossom with the fam. So it was kind of a neat experience, right?
Mm-hmm. We went to that African restaurant, which was really good.
Oh, yeah.
One near Times Square.
Yeah.
His name is... I tried Ethiopian food for the first time.
Braai, you mean.
And had that twice. Yeah, Braai. That's the African place. Really excellent. I'd like to go back there. We had a diner deck cart to there.
That was good wonderful. Stuff.
Yeah, they have this whole like big thing of condiments. I love my condiments. So.
And it was like it had like six to eight different
awesome.
Different items.
That comes with like the signature dish.
Yeah.
Which was wonderful.
Yeah, I mean that dish was the chicken. Mm-hmm. That was the chicken dish, right?
Yeah.
The chicken, which was phenomenal. Oh, the taste, the succulentness of the mm-hmm. of the sauce and the mixtures there
and
was
the
amazing.
New types of spices. That's what was also interesting about the Ethiopian food.
Right.
You can compare it to other like African, Mediterranean, Asian dishes, but that was good. We tried Sushi Yasuda.
Oh, that was.
Which was a great experience. Unfortunately, not with Chef Yasuda.
He's
Chef Yasuda. Yep. Our sushi chef was wonderful.
He was very nice. He's like, you want to try this? I'm like, sure.
Yeah, we just put ourselves in his hands, and
yes.
So we were full.
I mean, excellent.
Well, until we were mostly full. Otherwise,
we probably could have been there for another hour.
Yeah, we pretty much broke the bank, but we would have broken the bank even twice. More. Yeah. I don't know what the phrase
was. Yeah, I mean, we've broken a second bank there yes. at that point. But, I mean, I have to say that, you know, we tried, you know, some of their local places here and there and whatnot. And it's been, you know, a great culinary, pretty great culinary year, if we do say or so ourselves. We also cook some interesting stuff, too.
Yeah.
I mean, for sure. I mean, we've experimented some stuff. We've had a lot of good times in that regard, and we're looking forward to 2011. You know, mentioned before, the private engagement tomorrow. Looking forward to. And so that'll be a good time tomorrow at brunch. So with everyone, but you know, plus restaurant week's coming up again already. I mean, I don't know when I can actually go. Is kind of the problem, just because a lot of my classes are at in the evenings. But we'll have to figure out. Some way, shape, or form. Maybe we could squeeze in lunch on Monday or something like that.
Well, that would be fun.
So I think that'd be a good time. And there's, of course, plenty of beer and plenty of other experiences for us to have over the course of the year. I mean, we have one wedding coming up this year, so we'll have to see how everything.
One so far.
I should see. Good point.
So, only January.
Yep. Well, it's only January yet, but. There's a lot of great things to look forward to in 2011, so we just wanted to, you know, have a retoast, if you will, to the year on a culinary beer and other perspective moving forward. Cheers.
Cheers. Kanpai.
Kanpai. And so if you want to reach us out there on the web, it's www.lifeontap.com. You can email us at lifeontap@lifeontap.com. You can check me out there on the Twitterverse and the Skypeverse. I am NewType2001. If you want to friend me up on Facebook, it's facebook.com/NewType2001. Help like us up on Facebook at facebook.com/lifeontap. You can also check me out there. I'm now on Untapped as well. Friend me up there. I am Dan on Tap. Hopefully I will see you out there in one of these many places. If you have any questions about how to contact me, once again, it's all on the website. And, so hopefully we'll cram to episode 100 pretty soon. I got a couple ideas in the works, basically. So if you have any more ideas you want to throw my way, just, you know, go ahead and do so. I'd really appreciate that. And in the meantime, gotta remember, let's tap. Drink up till it's dry.